My dearly beloved in Christ, we read a gospel story today of a man who was both deaf and dumb. And we think to ourselves, to be missing or unable to use one of your bodily senses would indeed be a trial. But imagine this poor man who could neither hear nor speak. And of course, our Lord cured him. Our Lord cured many who were blind or lame, deaf, dumb, lepers, all kinds of individuals cured by our Lord. But we think about this and think about our senses, sight, touch, taste, smell, etc., hearing. We take them for granted. We don't think about the fact that we could be deprived of one of these bodily senses. And we should thank God for them, because it is through our senses that we perceive the world around us. We admire the beauty of God's creation. And again, life would certainly be more difficult without one of the senses. Remember, during the years of COVID, there were many who came down with COVID, the virus, and lost their sense of taste or smell, even for a number of months. That can be a real trial. Now, we can apply this gospel in both a literal, physical sense of the benefit of our senses, but we can also understand it in a spiritual sense, a spiritual sight and hearing, etc. So we hear the words of the epistle and gospel and hear a sermon on Sunday, but for many, it is, as the saying goes, in one ear and out the other. So do we have a spiritual hearing where we listen to the word of God and we take it to heart and we let it sink in and we apply it? What about spiritual sight, where we perceive the spiritual truths? This reminds me of the words of our Lord. This is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9, and he was speaking about blindness and spiritual blindness. And Jesus said, "For judgment have I come into this world, that they who do not see may see, and they who see may become blind." And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this, and they said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sinned. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." So here our Lord is speaking about a spiritual blindness. And the Pharisees indeed were spiritually blind. Their pride blinded them to see the truth of our Lord, that he was truly the Messiah that had been predicted. He fulfilled all of the prophecies, and yet they couldn't see it. So again, we can think of spiritual sight and hearing and taste. What about spiritual taste, where we treasure the things of God, our faith, the Holy Eucharist, and so forth? That is kind of like a spiritual taste, and so on with all of the senses. But let's go back to the physical application. Sight reminds me of a story that is found in the life of St. Bridget. Now, St. Bridget of Ireland was born in the year 453, so she was born at the time that St. Patrick first went to Ireland. And later on, she became a nun. She founded monasteries for women, a number of different convents. But she had one nun under her authority in her convent who was blind. And the name of the nun was Dara. And one day, Dara went to St. Bridget and said, "Mother Abbess, will you pray that I will be able to see, that I will receive my sight?" And St. Bridget said, "Yes, I will pray." And she was quite a miracle worker. So she prayed, and this nun recovered her sight. But after a short time with her sight, she decided that it was better for her without it. Because as much as she enjoyed seeing the beauty of God's creation, when she was sightless, she saw God, so to speak, as the biographer says, she saw God in her soul. And she lived a deep spiritual life. And so after a while, she went back to St. Bridget and said, "Will you pray that I will once again be without sight as I was before?" And St. Bridget said yes, and she prayed, and she could no longer see. So that's an interesting story. But we, of course, treasure our sight. We treasure our senses. But did you ever think about this? That the senses can be the very thing which leads to the loss of a soul. And that, of course, would be a tragedy beyond compare. Listen to these words of our Lord from the Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 5. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And you've heard it before. And our Lord said, "If thy right eye is an occasion of sin to thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is better for thee that one of thy members should perish than that thy whole body should be thrown into hell. And if thy right hand is an occasion of sin to thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is better for thee that one of thy members should be lost than that thy whole body should go down into hell." Now, obviously, our Lord is not telling us to go cut off a hand or pluck out an eye, but he's making a point that we have to be careful. We have to control our senses, because the ungoverned sight, touch, taste, smell, it's touch, etc., hearing, without restraint, these can lead us into sin. And so we have to be very careful that we govern, that we control, that we discipline our eyes and all of our senses. Now, this reminded me of a story in a collection of sermons by a priest named Father Arthur Tone. And this priest lived in Kansas in the 1930s and 1940s into the 50s. And he would write his sermons and he published them. And so a lot of the priests have collections of his sermons, and they give you food for thought and some interesting points that he brings out. But the one that I'm going to quote from is called, or the title of it is, "If I Were the Devil." And so the idea is, if I were the devil, he is saying, what would I do to try to bring souls down to hell? And he pretends or imagines that there is a meeting going on in hell, and Satan gathers before him all the devils. And he says to them, "I would like to know how you've been doing in leading souls to hell. And to the devil that has done the most, I have a prize for that devil." And each one begins to stand up one at a time, boasting about how, "Well, I have caused dissension between people. I have stirred up hatred. I have caused people to lie and steal and cheat and so forth. I have broken up marriages." And all of the sins that these devils inspire. And he goes on, "Down the directory of deviltry go the reports, until all have had their say, except one small, dirty-faced fellow who is hanging back, not from shyness, but with confidence. Pointing to him, Satan demands, 'And you, what have you been doing?' And the fellow with the dirty face and the dirty hands exclaims, 'I've done more than all these.' And they begin to laugh and to howl. But he continues, 'I have been working day and night as a printer's devil. Haven't you noticed the lurid picture magazines on the newsstand? That's my work. Many, too ignorant or too lazy to read, will gloat over one of our pictures. We click scenes of low life and ask them to look. They come, they see, they are conquered." Now, and of course, Satan praises him and says, "You win the prize. You've done more than all the others." And you think about that. This was written back in, say, the 1940s, before television, and especially before the internet. And now the smut is broadcast everywhere. And how many souls there are who, by misusing the eyes that God has given to them, misusing the senses God has blessed them with, end up losing their immortal souls through the sight or hearing, etc. So it's quite an interesting thing to think about. Again, the words of our Lord, if your eye is an occasion of sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. Better to go into life with only one eye than to go to hell with two. So not to literally pluck out your eyes, but to control them, to govern them, to discipline our sight and all of our senses through self-discipline, through control. We live at a time when there are many occasions of sin. We can't change that, but we can control our senses and how we use them. So as we think about this gospel today of the poor man with no hearing, unable to speak, how happy he must have been when our Lord cured him and once again, or for the first time, he had the use of those two senses. Thank God for your senses, but control them. Use them for his honor and glory, and for our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.